Time is approximately 1:45. We're gathered at the bookstore to have a small meeting. I'll begin by reading today's writings while Dorma gets together with the commander.
I'm here to sign.
Thank you. I am present to share in blessings of knowledge. May the in-light be indeed brightened as we move through the wondrous days of change, always remembering that we move from one perceived thing into another with differing players and happenings. Allow yourselves never to forget that all are related. All. The volcano eruption in Japan, the plane crash in Thailand, and the earthquake in Italy. Note further that there have been 7 registered quakes along the length of California also. Oh, I didn't identify? Yes, readers, I did. I am. But now that we are about it, let us discuss my label. Would you believe intent more and with more justification if I utilized Sanskrit or Arabic? How about Greek? Well, there are several reasons it would be unsuitable, not the least of which is there are no symbols on the keyboard, and only 1 out of every 3 million would have the vaguest idea of what I would be saying. Haven't you had enough stuff so you can't understand even in the languaging? So be it. What is in a name? In this instance, a great deal, especially for ones such as Dee and Reynos, etc., who love to deal in the mysterious meanings of things such as USA in the middle of Jerusalem and other such nonsense. You see, as man searches and searches for the puzzle answer, he always goes to the physical expression. Is it always nonsense? No, because now that it is time to get busy and bring the 2 seeming separate experiences into perspective, we too shall give you symbolic meanings, which you are now conditioned to find entertaining. Let us take the name Hatton.
Wait.
Correction.
Hatton is present.
Thank you.
Hatton is present. You're present. That means God's here. What he's going to read only indicates opposites, subtraction, addition, traveling. What you perceive as motion is not. Illusion is what you're dealing with. Reflection of electricity or energy. It's easier to get it in the shorter segments of the readings. It would take me absolutely all afternoon to repeat, and it isn't worthy of the time at this particular meeting. It's not the purpose of gathering here. But you will find all things into infinity began with the thought of God projection. You always wondered which came first, chicken or egg, God or creation. If God is within creation, and creation, therefore, is the big container, well, who created creation? That, of course, in the beginning and in the ending, was God Creator. All things projecting from God Creator are projected duality-wise. A dual presentation. Sex, if you wish to label it that. And I'm not talking about running and hopping in bed. I'm talking about sex. 2 opposing energy forms. 1 a positive, 1 a negative. All in motion, always. Except at 2 points. At which time they are seeking either motion or they are seeking rest. Half of the cycle will be taken up with seeking motion. The other half will be in seeking rest. This occurs at 2 points in a cycle. Just as a pendulum will swing and reverse. So there is the briefest moment, which will be perceived as rest. It is not rest. And for all scientists, the minute it is realized, the secrets are out. And yet it's been told over and over and over again. And still, they will say, it comes to rest, or it does this, or it's neutralized. No, 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 it ceases. It ceases to be. It will change its direction of intent and continue its cycle of the wheel, if you will. That is why there can be no such thing as death in this entire creative universe. There can be no such thing as death, period. It's called voidance. It becomes totally void. Now, what happens in your journey? You are projected as the thought of God into a manifested experience. And you, if you are coming from the segment of beginning, you are thrusting out toward motion. You will reach the peak of chaos or motion, and there will be the voidance, while you then seek rest. And it will come, the tapering, and back into and toward the oneness. Always you are seeking to become the one again, and yet you are opposite, and opposite. This is law number two. Remember, law of avoidance. This is universal, cosmic, natural law. Avoidance, number one. Number two is that I don't care who on your earth tells you differently. Opposites do not attract ever, 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 ever. You perceive they do. They do not. They will never be. Even when they become the oneness again, they will never lose their property. You just can't leave the other one alone. That's all. Because it exists in your manifested universe. Let's take a drop of water. You say, oh, well, let's take a drop of water, Sir Hapton, and you've got oxygen and you've got hydrogen. You've got two molecules of hydrogen and one molecule of oxygen, and they form water. Well, then, I'm telling you, you have a different substance. You have water, rock wall. H2O only means what it is composed of. Just as we take Desiree, I don't have to tell you that she has 0.3% of her body is iron, and 95% of it is water. 2/3 of that being hydrogen atoms and 1/3 being oxygen. You say that's Desiree, just as you would say that drop on this table is either alcohol, water, or whatever it's composed of, but it is its own entity. More than that, when it vaporizes, it will not break into its basic molecular forms until it is under either total expansion or total compression. It will break into water vapor. suspended particles of water. When it falls again, it will be water. Opposites do not attract. Opposites will push from each other. That does not mean that they won't work in harmony and always will seek balance. They are always seeking their likeness. And finally, the ultimate, which God is total balance in the period of voidance, the ending and the beginning. Always, without exception. If we're going to make exception, we are going to close it all down and recreate a new set of rules, a new game, and this one's over. A new universe would have to be created because this is a universal law of physics. And it is inviolable. Now I'm going to have as much trouble as Fremont. You can't violate it. Get away with it. He has trouble with unalienable versus inalienable. There is a tremendous difference. One, inalienable, inviolable, means you shouldn't. Un means you better not ever. You may not. And yes, we've had a little bit of problem the last few days coming into the realization of who am I. And that's the purpose of this little reading, and I would be happy to answer questions afterwards. I don't think I'll have very many from this particular group, but it's time we all grow up. There had to be a time when we move into the next sequence of understanding. You're not children anymore. Please go on, Oberle.
Let us take the name Hatan as first example. We must also use codes which attract the other end of our line. There must be some memory recognition, and then the coded symbols which separate the happenstance from intent. Hatan in Egyptian meant the one light. Amenhotep IV was the great heretic pharaoh of Egypt. Amenhotep's name was changed to Akhenaten, Akhenaten, or Akhenaten. He was to bring first cause to the attention of the people through the recognition of the one light, or one God, who was total light. No big deal, except as he came into his own recognition, he needed to recognize purpose, and therefore his label was changed to suit contact, for he refused to further accept association with God's adversary, Amun, which was, quote, of physical earth divided and dark. You see, when one say to me, but you said tittle, meant so-and-so, and we know that tittle was in fact twaddle, and he changed it. So what? I am far more interested in what the name was deliberately changed to. I care not what a man gives me as his label. I have him, her, labeled and identified, for I recognize energy, not names. But you do. Patterns of opposing variety. I chose my name in order to associate to the ones who would serve with me in this mission so that they would recognize my presence. Hatan contains Hatan, with silent prefix of H and suffix of N. Then if you remove one letter at a time from each end, you come to Tu, T-O, which in this instance is recognition of the arrival at zero, this being the symbol of eternal sacred circle of infinity. This is also represented in number by the universal sign of a figure 8, which indicates all things related to all things. It further indicates the coming together of all opposites into the void, O, or to, the O, O One. Why would the One come to you as Silver Blastoflashik?
Why would not, if that is incorrectly written?
All right, I'll mark it. Our point is not to confuse further the game, but to bring order and understanding in simplicity of truth and knowing. Now, Dharma, paren, bringing forth the word of life in truth and goodness, in paren, was presented as Aknatan, or Aknatan, and he did fairly well, but was taken out, and all traces were attempted at removal of his passage.
Let us also understand right here, because the readers will have access to this. That is a little d, meaning only definition of what the word means. Go on.
We ask this energy to try again, many, many times as small dharma. He did pretty well as Socrates, but old Sox Nushu, Plato, immediately changed the teachings following demise of old Sox. He was already a pretty smelly sock at best. So Dharma was sent many, many times, and actually by the time of the Master Christos journey, this energy was a bit irritated and confused in the journey through the veil time after time. So again, with the Master Teacher, there was Peter, who would deny the Christ, and you know, that one who would betray him, old J.I. Now we have created a dual entity which could emphasize the importance of remaining in truth without deviation and standing for truth when the going gets rough, in spite of the offerings of the evil adversary who would offer goods and material gain, but never produces same after you're hooked. For his promise actually is that if you have this or that, you will be fulfilled and at peace and happy ever after. At this point, I do not wish to confuse by the difference in Judas Ahariot, Judas Iscariot, or Judas Iscariot, for history records according to desire of the users and not according to fact or truth. The energy kept trying, even became a philosopher, Saxon, and made it up to kingdom, Epictetus, of that bunch of power-hungry hoods, but the world got worse, did it not? Well, of course, that energy in between helped to get it in such bad shape, so basically owed a bit of growth and truth. Probably a good service was done by this small dharma, thrust through balance attempt of equal rights as establisher of the Liberator at Boston during the period of the mid-1800s. So we come to the recent travel session. The training wheels are gone, and so are the illusions of physically bringing light into a blind mass. The agreement this time? That the energy simply right, and others who have come forth all to also serve in understanding, even if unremembered, would put the word forth from Aton without appending intentional opinion. Will all men hear this time? No. But all who do need, but all do not need to hear this time. The promise is to put the word forth and clear this manifested orb for her recovery and settle a few scores at the same time. Graduation for some, back to the old salt mines for others, depending on performance. Only a few receive Oscars for performance. There is another refreshing change, however, in the awarding of symbols of excellence. There are no fixed judges and no favoring one group of ethnic participant above another. You earn on merit alone. Why have I not told you prior to this, some 30 books after the fact? Because you would have thrown the books in the garbage, shouted insanity and witchery, and burned the dharma at the stake, for you people are really not very nice in your criticism and reaction. Further, I choose to experience this journey as a commander of a Starfleet interdimensional participant. It gives balance to my own experience and puts me right in the ballgame with you, so you can't claim exception and special and all the other nonsensical excuses of non-performance and irresponsibility. If ones who work with me have no advantages greater than any of you, and right on up through the ranks of seeming different dimensional beings, can act in responsible fashion in the midst of increasing harassment and danger, then so can you. If the ones in my immediate crew, such as Dharma, Oberly, George, and my precious little dove, Drew, Reynolds, John, Charles, etc., 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 will forfeit their experience of luxury and unbalanced your life journey, then so can you. I must continually face the fact that many ones simply are not strong enough nor grown enough in understanding to be able to change. Often it goes beyond desire for change. It therefore requires ability to sort and choose confrontation and method of awakening, or allow the sleeping and place elsewhere in security while allowing the growth. In this particular instance, in writing about the very point and fabric of life, which is light, I choose the recognition of the O, which is, yes, the zero, also.
That also is the circle. There's just no other way to represent it on a keyboard.
As well as the whole, for it fully represents the voidance point of all things electric, which are all things and beings. Note that the word God is the same, the central O. Since I am writing in English, I shall not remark on clues in other languages, for we will handle that appropriately for those who utilize other languages. It happens that in the universal language, the O circle zero is the tone of the whole light, of the whole of light, the perfect balance, the silent stillness of being one with light. You of Earth, Shan, Earth meaning only a planet of Terra, or Earth ground, with life capability, are indeed smug in thinking yourselves to be the only such place. However, in these cycles of the recognized growth of soul participation in this play, your experiences, except for higher learning, have revolved basically around that one particular planet. The intent is to allow man to experience the full cycle from beginning to ending, so that he can then move on in perception toward and or within the whole of lighted goodness. It keeps existence from becoming boring, both for thee and me. Well, you say, God simply would not come and speak through some unknown dumbbell in an unspellable nothing of a village. He would come to a great evangelist or a great guru, etc. Would I? The one you call Jesus was a hippie, totally unaccepted in his own village. Moreover, I do come to all those others you name, and you can see what happens. I choose where I shall go and come, and with whom I shall openly communicate, for all to hear and see. I, me, and thee shall have no voice in it for this, for it is my decision, and eons of training and preparation, for these very ones of my team.
I better insert. Go back to I, me.
All right.
I put a bunch of dashes. Thee will not tell me what is going to be.
I see. Worse, you have no idea about the importance of the placement wherein we have set up circumstances which fill our needs of confirmation for the human being. When you can find no separation in haton and aton, then, brother, you're beginning to make some worthy progress. Further, when you realize the power that comes from as close as your own being, you have really made progress. But we all have come into understanding of the real rules of the game and how the mechanism functions, do we not? Correction, but we all have to come into understanding of the real rules of the game and how the mechanism functions, do we not? How can you go forth and play a valid game of ball at the base of the bases if you have never even heard of the name of the game. Well, we are now to the point of actually moving from softball to hardball, and you had better get with the rules and how to play the game, or the ball shall hit you in the head and it will be over. Does Norma enjoy her role? Not consciously, no. She is human, and to have others poking and pulling, legal battles, forfeiture of all holidays with family, to write for self and you, the people, gets tiring and old. Constant attempts to cause her demise is painful and brings sorrow. This is true for the whole group of teammates. But joy, oh indeed, peace indeed. Would these ones pull away from me for any other purpose save my own turning into darkness? Never. For we have become as one, and those fragments shall be guarded more closely than a shepherd his flock. The physical aspect eventually falls into its place, and the choosing becomes easy. Quote, well, maybe these ones have had it this way or that way, and the awakening was easy for them. Ask them. They have experienced the full load of pain, family, living, experiencing in a compressed world in chaos, unto the very moment. The desires of the flesh, the broken homes, pain of separation, suicides, birthing, all physical, just as all others. No easy paths were laid forth for these ones. We even have a most beloved brother who is in his seventh decade, who spent 35 years as a Catholic priest. The interesting thing, he finds no problem with God versus the Church of Rome. You see, you can actually find God anywhere, occasionally in that which you call his church. I admit it is awfully rare. The leaders of those churches rarely will allow God or the Christos within the sanctuary, which has basically become the teachings of the adversary. Besides, God and Christ don't have very much money to contribute to the temple's building fund to glorify the preacher therein. Man doesn't want to be disturbed by God, my friends. Don't bring me gold and or gems, lentils, nor rice. I want no fine clothes nor Mercedes. When you come unto me, I only want you. We shall then, together, you and me, measure the extent of your growth and come to understanding of where do we go from here. Until that day, it is a record of how you handled life's physical experience and those wondrous things of abundance which are God. Actions and intent will be measured, not your pot of gold. If you feel unworthy to bring all you are and have into the light of knowing, what have you failed to learn? Can you come to my presence naked and say, here I am, Daddy, I want to come home? Can you say, I have had my discipline and I am ready for advancement in the hall of light? Are you pleased with that which you have become? Oh, dear ones, you are your own harsh judge, not I. I judge not at all. All I do is assist you in discerning and perception, and you will know both when I am present and when you know. So be it, and may you be given into the circle of wholeness wherein abides the light, for you are indeed precious unto me. Moreover, until every fragment is again home within the one, I shall have no wholeness within my own being. I am come to show the way and give the game rules and bring you home. Something else that really seems to bother you ones is why I use so much Egyptian symbology. Because you have all walked this path, and that was a great turning point in man's coming into knowledge. I also use a lot of Greek, for that is from whence sprang your own languages, such as even in your alphabets, which seem different and yet are most similar, i.e., A is the beginning just as is Alpha, even though the symbols are different. Now, know that in universal language, they also mean the same thing, the beginning. So again, we can have a universal language lesson. Ones come along on earth places and spout Christ, Son of God, etc. In universal language, it is represented differently, but in the same intent. Let us look at why a seeming space cadet would come and bring the word of supposedly God. Well, it was God first, and Well, it was God's first and only thought to be a space cadet, so let's start at the beginning. Once again with symbology. Haton brings you to the O. If you remove the letter from either opposite of Sun, you come to O. If you do the same with Sananda, you come to A, Alpha, the beginning. Now, the Sun also said he was the beginning and the ending, so you still end up at O. Now, why would my imagining and creation carry more weight at this time of influence and creation? Because I am the Creator, Father, and Him, the Created, Son. When He has achieved His oneness with creation, He becomes me, God, O, the oneness, as with me, and becomes the ending and the Alpha, A of the beginning. Then, dear ones, there is no difference. You must be given into understanding that the One you recognize as the Christ of energy, by whatever label, is finishing His cycle of perfection in perfection, and you are sort of His last testing. He went forth to prepare placement for you, and in Him am I well pleased. Many of you have returned to serve again while He makes this final transition. What a privileged experience from among my many millions of imaginings to prepare the way and walk home again with my Son into the balance of one with Source, and be allowed to experience the ending and the beginning and allness. So why might my word appear to bear more weight in the annals? Because I am the Father Creator within the Mother Creation, and that One is your Son, dual child returning into and within the oneness. Those who return in oneness with the Son come into oneness with the Father Mother. It is worth the effort.
Hot dog, let's stop there.
Thank you.
What has kept you, Alan? I'm speaking to you.
I'm trying to find the answer.
I know you are.
I don't know.
Alan has a tendency to be human, just like all the rest of you, just like Dorma, just like Drew. Why me? Why would you come and whisper in my ear? I'm sitting here in the presence of many ones who are very knowledgeable, it seems, at least they're giving lessons in how to. Why would you be in my head? I'm just playing a game. I have time. How much time have you? Am I near it, Alan?
Yes.
I'm not being hard on him. It's that I came to him and he turned me away. But you see, I do have time. And if I wait, the cycles are on my side. She's having trouble. Would somebody help her? She's got herself in a pickle. Thank you. I'm not yelling at you, son. I'm very happy to have you home.
Thank you.
We go about searching and searching and searching. You of the ones already included don't recognize the symbol, the clue. But you see, something else happens, and this is for the benefit of all of you who search and search. It is eventually that you do find. And at the point that you find, you have two ways still to go. Always there are two ways, two opposites. And you're always traveling either toward one or the other. I like the Lakota Sioux approach to the four directions. They recognize all four directions as the universe itself encircled, the wholeness, the allness. But you only have two ways to go. One is toward the Great Spirit, and one is in the other direction. But traveling on the wheel of the circle of infinity, you're going to get right back there. So you're only going to be able to travel away from half the time. That's why I don't get nervous. I know that you'll pass half the time, and here you'll come again. And this time I'll snag you as you go by. Well, the fish net's out there now. But you see, all ones are not traveling yet back to the oneness. Many are still deliberately traveling out there toward the human fullness of experience into total chaos. They will not hear. They will not hear. And no matter how much you tell them, they won't hear you. It's all right. They don't have to hear you. It is only important in that instance to you. What do you do with it when they refuse to hear? You can act as ungodly as they and beat them over the head with it, stuff it down them, choke them to death. You'll get it and you'll go with it one way or another. It won't get either of you back to God. It'll just pull you a little farther away. You have to recognize that all ones are on that one path leading opposite directions, one into the chaos, one into the godness or goodness, and ultimately the roads just simply end you right back where you began. If you have learned, it will become a spiral. If you have not learned and you are still intent on your own destruction by the time you get up there, then guess what? That circle is going to spiral you inward into the black pits. You're going to hit avoidance time at either pinnacle. There is only one place in the experience of the allness where you can get off. And that is after you have experienced into perfection, and then you choose to play the game of Creator.
Is that beyond Christ?
Yes, it is into Sananda hood. At which point there is no separation until the choosing to project again. Always within the creation as it is structured will be the dual, what we will call the sexes, the pairs. Maybe that helps. P-A-I-R, pair, two. And always these two will be opposing. Simply because you cannot have a whole without both of them. And this is why I can say again and again and again, and I know that it's correct. Homosexuality means zip. Anyone can love anyone else equally. That's not what the homosexual group is trying to achieve. They are trying to achieve recognition of the behavior. which cannot be because you have two of like kind pretending to be two of opposing kinds. The ultimate behavior is for the thrusting of fulfillment. And it will never happen. Because the two opposing can never become the one. So you only create more misery and more misery, and you compound it. Because man has forgotten that love has nothing to do with physical. You can love without ever touching. It can be beautiful with your physical senses intact. But all the physical is an illusion, a frequency bouncing off of things, thought projections. And it belongs to the physical, because the spiritual simply is. And it is love, and it is truth. This is why I can also repeat that when you come to confrontation with it, well, maybe I'll get on up there into the ninth dimension and I'll change my mind. No, you won't. You wouldn't be at the ninth level if you were going to change your mind. You'd still be where you can change your mind, where you are stuck. It doesn't matter if you're stuck, except to you as an individual spiritual energy and entity, as you perceive separation. Man efforts all the time to separate himself from God. God never separates from man, and that's the problem man has. Because the deeper he goes into deliberate misbehavior, the more God stomps on him, just by mere presence. And the thing you fear will always come to be.
Excuse me, Commander. Let me turn it.